Well, we have some good news to report. Last July, the Newark Senior Center reopened, and the activities are in full swing. Earlier this week, I swung by the center on a warm morning, just in time to catch a game of bocce ball on the outside lawn.
My name is Kelly Hess. I'm a recreation coordinator for the City of Newark Senior Center.
What are you playing?
Bocce ball. We're playing bocce ball on the grass. Our version of grass bocce ball, and we're kind of new to it, so I'm sure I'll get a lot of things wrong, but you throw a little tiny ball on a court. It's called the Polino, and we try to get our balls as closest to it as we can. And whoever comes the closest is the winner of that round.
Hi, my name is Noelle, and I belong here. It's very nice, and now we start to play bocce ball, and it's all kind of different rules, but here, since we're not that many people, we just play three against three. We don't switch, but it's fun, and it's exercise.
And how do you feel about the reopening of the center?
The reopening, that's really nice, and even I'm old, I don't understand computer too much, but I go to classes to learn computer.
I'll let you play now.
You want to try?
Oh, my gosh. So you want me to try?
Yeah.
I'm holding the red, heavy.
Just try to be closer to the flag.
Try to throw it as close to the flag.
Yeah.
All right. That's cheating. We're totally cheating. I'm not a member of the Senior Center.
My name is Vivian Soriano. I love it. Yeah, and then she has more activity now. Yeah. Bingo, bocce ball, and watch movie on Monday. Yeah, it's great.
My name is Juanita Betts. I come for lunch every day. On Mondays, we watch movies. They have free movies. And then Thursdays, we have bingo, but I don't play bingo.
I got 12 already.
My name is Betty Francis. I'm 72. I have great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, big family.
Oh, we felt, everybody was just so happy to come back. Yep. It was real big for us. That the city thought enough of the seniors to get the money and reopen it was a big, really big for us. Mm-hmm. I take bridge lessons, play canasta, circle of friends, needlework group. Now that I've retired and I lost my husband a few years ago, and so I think it's sort of gives my children a good feeling too that I have some place to go that's safe and to be able to do things and keep living, keep doing things, you know. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. We're almost right on that stage.